The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Wherever you are stuck in your county. That is the reality of level three, but do not fret, because Michelle Jackson from thenoveltraveller.com has a gem from all 26 to explore this weekend. Michelle, how are you? We'll start with Dublin. We have 26 counties to get through, so let's...
We've got a lot to get through.
We'll start with Dublin.
A whistle stop. Well, I'm trying to encourage all the Southsiders to come north side, because we've got the fabulous Borough Beach in Sutton and Dollyman Strand in Llantarf. And, you know, last weekend there were a range of fabulous kite surfers and paddle boarders, and everybody was out on the water, and it really was a stunning sight to behold. So for a nice brisk walk or for something adventurous, on my website I've put up some connecting sites that they can go to, and they might even purchase a paddleboard or something and start enjoying the great outdoors here.
All right.
So that's Dublin.
That's Dublin up to Borough Beach, Wicklow.
How lucky are the people in Wicklow? They could learn to ski over the winter, because Kiltearnan is open now and they've got family passes and individual passes, and they've got lessons. So you can, you can get four lessons for like €160 for adults, €110 for students. And, you know, it's something maybe you wouldn't have thought of doing, or maybe you've never tried skiing, but it's nice and handy, and you can join and be a member for the year. Or, of course, you've also got the fabulous walks in Wicklow as well, in the Garden of Ireland.
That's true.
I really recommend everybody check the visitwicklow.ie website, because they've got all the top trails, like the Joust and, of course, the Sugarloaf and all the more popular ones.
Well,
that, you know.
Let's head north to County Louth.
Well, they have a magic road in County Louth. Did you know that, Ciarán? It's very near Carlingford.
It's not one of these ones where the tractors roll uphill, is it?
Indeed. It's only a 15-minute drive, and you'll find a place known as Magic Hill. A section of the road goes downhill, but if you stop the car at the bottom, release the brake, the car will roll backwards up the hill. So it needs to be seen to be believed, and it's around the area where the last leprechauns of Ireland are. So you can check out the last leprechauns of Ireland's website and see where that is up in Carlingford.
County Meath.
Well, Meath, of course, I was a great fan of Braveheart, and Trim Castle, people will know it and have probably driven by it several times. But actually, to go in and enjoy the grounds, they're open from 9:30 to 4:30 every day. There's free entry, and there is, outside the park itself, there is picnic seating. So, you know, that is something to think about in Meath.
Well, down to the sunny southeast then, my neck of the woods. County Wexford will start
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely, and I'm a half yellow belly myself here.
Okay.
And my dad's from Fort Mountain, and they have started lovely new special views and trail walks from there, from Fort Mountain. So that's worth visiting on the visitwexford.com website. But the Irish National Heritage Park has, it's open because it's all outdoors, and for €30 you can go for two adults up to three children. So, it's there, it's on your doorstep. Maybe you haven't gone, or maybe your kids went to school and you didn't go, but that's well worth going to.
All right, County Laois.
Well, the Rock of Dunamase is a beautiful sight to climb, fabulous views. And actually, Abbey Leaks Boardwalk have got fabulous two-loop tours, and they're 8 kilometres long. And they have the Manor Hotel has got a food truck outside for people, to encourage people out walking. So that's something nice to do in Laois.
Now, my own County Kilkenny, yes.
I was hoping you'd tell me something special for Kilkenny yourself.
Oh, right. Somewhere for Kilkenny. I tell you what's absolutely beautiful in Kilkenny. I did it at the weekend. You can either go down to Woodstock Gardens at the moment, which is beautiful. All those autumn colours down by the River Nore and through the old formal gardens as well. It's amazing.
Beautiful.
Or a walk along the River Nore further back into town from Bennett's Bridge into town itself. It is absolutely great. Get a coffee in the Design Centre, maybe, or in the new Butler Gallery. When you get in, outdoor coffee is allowed. So there's my recommendation for Kilkenny.
Excellent. Thank you, Ciarán. It's great to have an agent on board.
County Carlow, then.
For Carlow now, Bahana Forest Trail in is meant to be absolutely beautiful. There's a looped forest walk there around St Mullins, and you walk along the Barrow River, and you get to see birds and otters and squirrels and all sorts like that. And there's a lovely cafe which is doing takeaways at St Mullins. So Carlow
The Mullaghan as well down there as well. Absolutely beautiful in St Mullins. County Kildare?
Kildare, we've got Pollardstown Fen, and that's beautiful marshlands. Absolutely stunning. Free walks, and I believe it's. I haven't been there myself, but I talking to a native only a few minutes ago, it's the place to go to. Plus, Kildare Farm Foods have fabulous picnic areas, and you get to see the animals, and it's a shop, and it's a wonderful setup, and it's free to go into. Now, they do have activities, and they do have little trains and things, but Kildare Farm Foods are open and pop in there.
Offaly,
well, Loughborough Park, everybody knows about it, but do they know that they can hire a bike for €5 per adult for an hour and €3 for kids? And you know what? They'll even cut a deal for you if you're taking it for longer than an hour. So that's worth checking out in Offaly.
Longford,
we've got Kina at the Royal Canal Greenway, which is super for biking and walking as well. It's kind of similar to the greenway between Mullingar and Athlone, and it's where the old railway line was, has now been kind of developed as a beautiful walkway.
Well, let's wrap up the old Kingdom of Leinster with Westmeath.
Yeah, well, Moydrum Forest Park, I have been told by Mike from Viking Tours Ireland, who owns that fabulous boat that goes up and down Athlone, the Viking boat, this is the place to go to for great wildlife and a super looped walk. And Portlick on the shores of Loch Ray as well is beautiful for walks. Thank you, Mike, from Viking Tours for that.
We'll kick things off in Munster when we head west to County Clare.
County Clare. Well, I was chatting to a lovely man, Martin Haw, who has set up a lovely walking tours from Loophead, which is down near Spanish Point. And he has a little hotel there, the Stella Maris Hotel in Kilkee. And he will offer like tours where you can stay over for a B&B for two evening meals and two walks. And that's something really unique. It's like really going on a holiday. I'm quite jealous of people in some counties. You know
that? Yeah, well, people in Cork now, plenty of options. What have you picked for them?
They sure do. And they always will head to the west and the sea and that. But I'm saying, why not check out Mallow Castle, which has beautiful walks along the Blackwater, or go to Donnerail Park, which is open. Beautiful short looped walks, and they have a cafe there doing takeaways. They also have a fantastic playground. You can wear the little ones out of the Donnerail playground.
Sounds good to me. County Kerry?
Really good. County Kerry, well, if you haven't done it yet and you're from down there, shame on you. Carron Tools, the tallest, it's a real challenge, but it's the tallest mountain in Ireland, and it's on your doorstep. And I've even given the name here of kerryclimbing.ie. They're a fabulous group, and they're experts in how to prepare and how to climb safely. So check them out on my website.
Tipperary. There's nothing in Tip. We can skip straight to Limerick.
the Shore Blue Way was only launched last year, and you can walk or cycle. It's 21 kilometres from Clonmel to Carrick and Shore, and that's well worth checking out. Limerick, I was in myself this summer, and oh my God, I had no idea how beautiful the Ballyhora Mountains are. Everybody should just head there this weekend and enjoy them. They've got the most stunning walks and trails, and they have there's even adventure biking, trail riders, they're called trailriders.ie. check out their website. And I went for a spot of horse riding with John Joe at Ballyhara Horse Trekking, and it was a wonderful adventure. So, you know, horse riding is something you might think of, but that's a lovely activity you can do.
Okay,
still under level 3.
Let's wrap things up in Munster then with County Waterford.
Well, you know, Lismore Town, I'm ashamed to say it was my first time there this summer, and oh boy, what a beautiful sunny town, and Lismore Castle. And they have a great Sunday market, and it's the farmer's market, and, you know, they have lovely picnic areas within the walls, and they have a fantastic takeaway cafe called The Vault, and they've started doing a lovely brunch box as well too. So there's a lovely thing for people from Waterford to do this Sunday.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. Okay, Connacht, we'll start with Galway.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, I was horse riding a bit this summer. Moycullen Horse Riding is over beautiful Loch Carrib, and they will do a 1 hour countryside trek for €30 for an adult, and €30 for a child, €35 for an adult. And there is so much fabulous horse riding in Galway. Really, it's something worth doing. Fabulous stables. So you can check out discoverireland.ie website/ Irish horse riding experiences, and you'll get that kind of, you'll get a feel for it around the country as well.
What about in Leitrim, where they sell land by the gallon?
Well, the Hidden Heartlands. I'm very much in love with Leitrim, especially as now they have the lovely Shed Distillery with the Gunpowder Gin up there, you know. And that's recently opened. But Glencar Waterfall is just stunning. It is a complete gem. It's like you could be anywhere tropical when you go up to see it. It's in North Leitrim. And check out as well, as I said, the Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. I have both of those websites down on my website to check out.
All right. And Mayo is another place where they're spoiled for choice, isn't it?
I'm getting people up mountains all over the place. Well, Croagh-Patrick, it's a bucket list. I haven't done it, and I have climbed, you know, Lough na Cuile and Slieve Donard and Big Mans, and it's on my bucket list. And if you're in Mayo and you haven't done it yet, well, maybe this is the weekend to do it. Or the Cage of Fields up in Ballycastle, which were the Ireland's first farmers settled there, and there's fantastic prehistoric remains, those grounds as well, you can go and see.
Yeah, I was up at Croagh-Patrick, I don't mind telling you, the morning after my brother's stag. I don't recommend that anyway. if you're just tuning into the Hard Shoulder, we are getting recommendations for every corner of the country from Michelle Jackson. Let's talk about Roscommon then.
Yeah, well, Roscommon, the Castlereagh Trail, I believe, is beautiful. It's an hour and a half long, and it's one of the shorter loop works on the Suk Valley Way. The Suk Valley Way kind of borders with Galway as well, but it's meant to be stunningly beautiful. You can do it like over days, etc. It's a good way to start your hiking break, and it's a mixture of history and scenery because there's beautiful buildings along the way. You've got Castlereagh and Bain Parklands, and that definitely is worth checking out. There's actually also, along the way, there's a resting place of Cindy the Elephant, who visited with the circus and strolled out to one of the local pubs. So that's the story.
Okay. So that's in Roscommon. What about Sligo?
Oh, I'm so in love with Sligo. And, you know, I was
Yeah, Sligo's a part of the country now, Michelle. I don't really know at all.
Oh,
I think I've only ever driven through it.
Do you know what? Get up there and have a family trip, because there is so much to do. You've got stunning Balmoral on one side of you, and then on the other side you've got Knocknarea. And I'm recommending Knocknarea as my top walk because this is where Queen Maeve was buried, and it's looking down over Little Coney Island, and at low tide I believe you can walk to Coney Island. Now, it's also the most perfect setting for, believe it or not, there's an oyster farm there, and you can go on an oyster farm tour, and Aisling Kelly Hunter organises them. She owns W.B. Yeats Coffee House in Sligo Town, and she organises these tours, and you can see how they're taken from bag to bag and how they're cleaned and they're left out to grow, and you get to sample them, of course, which is the best bit, and you get to taste local from a local IBA brewery. You get to really nice to sample. So Sligo Oyster Experience.ie, that is well worth checking out if you're in there. I'm so jealous up there. You've got fabulous restaurants in that. And Anthony Gray has Hooked Restaurant, which is just amazing. I'll talk about it again to you when we're doing food and drink.
Yeah, and when I can get out of the county, certainly I'll add it to the list of things to do. What about County Cavan, Michelle?
Well, Doonaree Forest Park is absolutely beautiful, and it's part of what was formerly the Cabra Castle Estate, you know, which was owned by the Pratt family, and the legends belonging to it stretch back to the time of Cú Chulainn, the Gaelic warriors who rested in the woods when they were fighting Queen Maeve of Connacht. But they have a fabulous website there. The Cuilte.ie is the website you go to on that, and you'll find out all about the forest park. But it's really stunning up there.
Donegal, spoiled for choice in Donegal.
Well, there's so much to do in Donegal, but I actually I haven't been up there in a long time. Loch Ness Castle, I was up there, and Harvey's Point. But I actually asked a friend of mine whose father's from there, and many people would have known Neil Blaney. So I asked him, and he said his favourite beach in all of Donegal is the Murder Hole Beach, and it's very near the Downings. So I don't know what the legend is of it, and he couldn't tell me, but it's otherwise known as Boyeater Strand. So it's not great for swimming, but lovely for views and great walks. And I'm not 100% sure if the National Park is open there or not yet, but you can just check that out, because it's huge, and it's absolutely, you'll see deer and eagles and all sorts of fantastic wildlife.
Sounds good. Let's wrap things up then. Finally, County Monaghan.
Well, this is just an absolute delight, because I'm a big Patrick Kavanagh fan, and we might have had the Stony Grey Stoyle of Monaghan drummed into us, and Raglan Road and all these things. But this summer, the Patrick Kavanagh Centre was opened, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's in the little town of Inishkeen, where Patrick Kavanagh himself was from. And there's a Patrick Kavanagh Trail. And it basically brings you like from the centre, which is where it's an old church, which has been turned into this beautiful interpretive centre. And Patrick Kavanagh himself is buried in the grounds. And then you walk from there through the parish hall, and you go by the railway bridge buildings and Inishkeen Round Tower. And then you go to Billy Brennan's barn. It's actually still there, and that's on the trail. And Rock Savage Estate. So any poetry fans in Monaghan, I mean, you might have been ignored, and you probably were sick of hearing people telling tales of Patrick Kavanagh, but, you know, definitely do that trail from the town of Inishkeen. It's absolutely gorgeous.
All right. So, that brings the whole country. Michelle, you know, I doubted whether we'd get through it all, but we did. We got through all 26 counties of the Republic. I don't know if people texting absolutely. What about the North, but anyway, the 26 you know counties will do for us. If people want to go back over any of them, if they miss out on a recommendation in their own county, you can find them up on thenoveltraveller.com.
Absolutely.
Plenty of other recommendations as
and
well.
And you know what, if anyone wants to send me a message on Twitter or that with other gems, I'll update them on my website for other people to come and see. I'm at The Novel Traveller on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter.
Michelle Jackson, thanks a million for all of that.